Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the ninth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes Mishnah Zayin and Parak Tes Mishnah Ches. Parak Tes Mishnah Zayin is going to teach us the halacha that under many circumstances, the person needs to make sure that the clothing that he's wearing doesn't have kilayim in it. You have to check to make sure that wool and linen isn't woven together as part of the clothing that he is wearing. Says the Mishnah, Habirskin v'habartzin, various types of wool sheets, v'hadal matkion, or a type of underwear that was typically made of wool, uminalos hapinon, or a low quality shoes that were typically made of wool, lo yilbash behena cheyivdok, says the Mishnah, you can't wear these things, or in the case of the sheets, you can't use these sheets until they are checked for shatnez. Now when it comes to the sheets, once again, they're not clothing, but they're being used, and the most likely your skin is coming up against them. And we learned in a previous mission, this parak, that anything, that any article that you're clothed, that your skin is going to come up directly against, you have to check that as well. So these items, the wool sheets, this type of underwear, this low-quality type of wool shoes, these must be checked for shatnez. What about everything else? The Bartanura says that other things didn't need to be checked because in most cases, linen wasn't available. Linen was much more expensive than wool, so typically these things were made out of wool. But, says the Bartanura, nowadays, when everyone has the ability to have access to linen and use linen as part of the clothing that they're making, you would need to check always, says the Bartanura, about whatever suit you're wearing, whatever clothing you're wearing. You have to make sure that there's no woolen linen, there's no chatnez in it. Now, this is a little bit interesting because he assumes that we always need to check nowadays. And generally speaking, we do have a concept called a miur she'eino matzoi. When you have a small minority of situations that are so uncommon, that are so rare, that we generally assume that you don't have to check. So, for example, in the realm of shechita, we have something called a treifa, where an animal has some sort of deficiency, some sort of an internal problem that makes it not kosher. But we don't have to check every single piece of the internal organs of the animal to make sure that everything's totally fine, because there are some minority things that might happen once in a while, but we don't have to check that every single time. The only thing, generally speaking, that they check when they're shechting an animal and producing an animal for you to eat, they check the lungs, because the lungs of an animal, that might often have some sort of an issue. But the whole, all of the internal organs, they often don't have to check, because again, miut she'eino matzo is a concept that there's such a minority that is so uncommon that we generally don't have to check. And that's how we generally assume when it comes to shatnez as well. That if you know that generally speaking, this particular type of suit or this particular type of clothing never has shatnez, then it doesn't have to be checked. Again, assuming that it's a miut, that it's such a minority that it's a very, very small and extremely rare and uncommon. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Haboy mechof hayam umimidinas hayam. If a person is coming from another land and from across the sea, Einon srichin bedika there too, he doesn't need to check in that situation. Mipnech shechazkoson bekanbos, because the assumption is that he used hemp, which is a different type of material, most likely, as the Bartanura points out, linen was not going to be used because it was too expensive in those places. And if it's too expensive, then we assume that linen wasn't used. Again, it's a miut she'enoi matzo. It's a situation that is so uncommon in those places overseas. They would use hemp and they would use wool, but they would not use linen. It's similarly, nowadays, very often you'll find, and certainly you should consult and ask your local Orthodox rabbi when it comes to checking shatnez, but generally speaking, we assume nowadays that the cheaper suits generally don't have linen, because linen's a much more expensive material, so why would you use linen, an expensive material, in suits that are generally speaking cheaper? Continues the Mishnah, finishes off the Mishnah, umin al shel zeret, and a shoe that was made of zer, which is like a type of wool. Ain bo mishum kilayim, there too we assume that you don't have to check for kilayim, because again, there wasn't linen that was going to be made, generally speaking, as part of that shoe. Okay, now we're continuing with Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, a very important klal, a very important rule when it comes to shatnez. Says the Mishnah, Ain aser mishum kilayim ela Tavoy V'arug. Says the Mishnah that the Iser of Kilaim only applies when the threads of wool and linen are Tavoy V'arug, are spun and woven. What does that mean? So spun, number one, that each individual thread of linen and each individual thread of wood individually is spun. V'arug, and then it's woven together with the other. So you have a wool and linen individual threads that are spun by themselves, but then woven together. That would be a situation of shatnez shnemar, as the pasuk says, lo silbash shatnez. When the Torah says in Parshas Kisetze that you can't wear shatnez, says the Mishnah, what does shatnez mean? Davar shehu shua tavoy venu. It's sort of like a play on the word shatnez. It has to be shehu shua. It has to be smoothed out. It has to be tavoy. It has to be where you spin the individual threads. Venus, and then they have to be woven together. If you just have two pieces of wool and linen next to each other in a particular garment, that would not, at least on a daraisa level, qualify as shatnez. They have to be smoothed out individually, spun individually, and then woven together. Finishes off the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, what does shatnez also mean? The play on the words, nolos umelesu es aviv shebas shemaim. That if a person wears shatnez, then he's nolos. So like shatnez, nolos, umelos, like a little bit of play on those words. Nolos, you're turning away from Hashem. Umelos, and you're causing Hashem to turn away from you. Who as aviv shebas shemaim? That's what you're doing to Hashem, to our Father in heaven. Wearing shatnez is a very, very serious thing. The Rambam, in his Perush Mishnayos, actually explains why wearing shatnez is so severe, why wearing shatnez is so serious. And he says, because there's no taiva, there's no desire. No one wakes up and says, oh, I want to wear shatnez. You can get another suit that looks just as good, just as nice, just as fancy, that doesn't have wool and linen together. When it comes to other things, we have a desire for non-kosher meat, you know, chas v'shalom. There are certain desires that we have, and sometimes we sin. But when it comes to shatnez, most of us, or all of us, we don't have this burning desire to wear wool and linen together. Therefore, by doing so, is that you're turning away from Hashem, and as a result, you're causing Hashem to turn away from you. Quick review, Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin discussed the need to check wool, to check your clothing, generally speaking. You have to check it. If there's a chance that the wool and linen was woven together, if we said that if you know for a fact that it's a type of clothing where there's only wool or there's only linen and they never, never, never have those wool and linen woven together as part of the clothing, then you would not have to check. Like in the case where you have something coming from a far away, a distance, where we know they would use hemp and they wouldn't use linen because it was too expensive. And then Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, taught us the rule that the Iser of Kilayim, the Iser of Shatnez, only applies when the threads are spun individually and then woven together as one. If they're just next to each other, then that would not constitute, that would not be considered Shatnez. They must be woven together. And as the Mishnah sort of elaborates, based on the word Shatnez, it has to be Shua, Tavoy, Venos, smooth, spun, and woven. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that this is also a play on the word Shatnez, that someone who wears shatnez and goes against Hashem is turning away from Hashem and ultimately will cause Hashem to turn away from you. Have a great day.